my dream flight. I enter the dream. The wind howls. Fires burn. This is the place from my last dream. I don't see Dreamflyer. Maybe he isn't able to enter the dream. I catch a glimpse of the monster sparks leaving the Jacoya forest. They have reversed the wind. The gang hoots and hollers as they fly back towards the portal. It glows red. I see a red stone drop to the ground and land on a pile of ashes. It flashes green. The forest is left in ruin. I fly closer to the portal, using Jacoya tree branches for cover. I remember Dreamflyer's warning about not going into the portal alone. I just need a peek. But in the gush of wind behind the monster sparks, I am suddenly swept through the portal. It pulls me. I try hard to beat the other way against the wind. It doesn't work. With all the effort I can muster, I stop myself and hover. The monster sparks keep flying in a swarm ahead of me and don't see me. The wind pushes them forward. I look back at the portal and see the blue turquoise forest. The image is shrinking. The portal is closing. I figure I have about a minute to fly back against this wind and fit through the portal before it closes. It's hot here in the red forest. I feel heavier. At least I can gather last-minute clues as I go. The sky is red. Clouds rumble and flash blood red. The trees stand tall with red bark. Red globes dangle from branches, flickering like sparks. My stone pendant starts glowing, warning me to hurry. The portal keeps getting smaller by the second. I'm not sure if I will wake up at home. My wings feel sluggish. I beat hard in short lifts and dives. Not fast enough. The wind pushes back. Can I even fit through the portal now? My stone glows brighter. I notice the end of a purple vine coming through the portal. I grab it. The vine starts pulling me out. I fold my wings tight against my body. This is going to be a squeeze. My foot gets snared in the portal. I shake my leg hard. It works. I shoot out of the portal, spinning and still holding the vine. Everything is a blur.
Bongo! You okay?
Dreamflyer is holding the other end of the vine. I think so. I come to a stop in a panic, twisted up in the vine.
Time to leave! Now!
Dreamflyer yells and drops the end of the vine. He vanishes. I close my eyes and picture my green pack and the bed I made last night between two chests. Fingers crossed.